Joining us in the studio this morning, the almost now legendary local blues singist, Mama Kaz. What are you chatting about? Stop. Women in a
yicking. Women have no wee chat.
We're hungry chat.
You're talking about your shoes. And Peter Spratt, guitar player from the Mama Kaz band. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What has you here this morning, guys? That's a very lovely guitar you have with you.
Well, yes, this is the Linenopolis, and it's by a local artist called Dee Craig. And she is going on a 12-month tour with
Dee is?
No, the guitar is.
The guitar is.
Guitars are female.
Yes, well, that's true. Dee has designed it as part of his Linen Millies artwork. It's all about the White Star Line and the Linen Millies and how, you know, these women are maybe sometimes a forgotten, you know, period in time. Uh-huh. So he's trying to revive that, and he's being sponsored by the Modern Art Gallery. So we were the first band to take it on.
And he has basically painted this guitar with some fantastic imagery.
Yeah.
And that's the sort of the idea that this... Now, you know, this lovely looking guitar is actually going to go on tour and try and make money for charity, is that right?
Yeah, for Northern Ireland Children's Hospice.
And how is the guitar going to do that?
Right, well, what I've organised is 12 bands. Well, we've got 7 bands confirmed so far. We will each take them for 4 weeks. We've had it for nearly a month. We hand it over on Saturday night at the Empire. That's the last of our leg with it, to Ronan McGillney. He will then take it for 4 weeks. He'll do his, you know, advertising campaign, try and get more money in his period. Then there'll be another handover. So there'll be a handover every month to the next band. They'll take it on. And wherever
the guitar appears, the hope is that people will actually donate to the charity.
Exactly. And what we do when we're at the gig, we shout out the text number over the mic. So, you know, we would say text NICH71 followed by a space to 700-70. And people can donate that way, or they can go onto the Just Given Dee Craig guitar site and donate there.
Well, we'll put all those details up on our Facebook page a bit later on, and obviously a photograph of the guitar.
Yeah. It's absolutely beautiful, isn't it? It's amazing looking.
The guitar needs to be seen. There's plenty of photographic reference on the web to the guitar on the Mama Kaz Band website.
Yeah. Well, we've now got, I've put on a Linenopolis blog on WordPress. It's pretty basic because... We've just really launched it, so we're just trying to get some exposure for it. But there's photos up there which have been donated by Trish Semple, who came and took some gorgeous photographs of it.
That's fantastic. And people can actually donate maybe on the nights as well when they see the guitar.
Yes, yes.
That's
any member of the public. I know people don't like taking on cash and whatever, but at the end of the day, the bands are in control of the guitar at the time. Uh-huh. So whatever money they can get, they can hand in. Like Tina Calder from Avalon Arts down in Haymarket, she's doing like a fundraiser in the Hudson Bar the 22nd of November, because Kieran McElhenney will be taking it after Ronan, and she's like donating £30 on that night when it's not even their month. So.
And do you still need bands to adopt the guitar?
Yes, I need another 5 bands.
5 bands or guitar players, obviously. Yeah.
Well, at the minute we've got Ronan McGillney, Kieran McElhenney, Illegal Smile, The Rising, Sweet Taste, and World's End. World's End are actually taking it to Hard Rock Hill.
And for guitar players who are listening who haven't seen it yet, it's a Telecaster type guitar.
Yeah.
Guitarists will know that, which is one of the classic guitar designs.
Well, I can tell you now, the Pleasure Dome will take it for whatever month you need us to take it for.
Wow.
So we'll take it out with
Brilliant.
Us.
Brilliant, thank
That's
you.
That's fantastic. And I'm sure there's a few other bands listening this morning who'll take it as well. So here, we need to hear the thing.
Yeah.
And surprisingly, Mama Kaz has agreed to sing at this time of the morning. But you know what?
Oh,
this time of the morning for a blues voice isn't maybe a bad thing.
Well, this is true. And what we're going to do, we're going to do Stormy Monday, because tonight we're playing the Oh Yeah Centre as part of the Over the Hill Music Collective. Not that I'm over the hill, of course. But Paul Kane has booked us for that, so we want to give a shout out for that, and we're going to do Stormy Monday.
Okay, it's all yours.
Come, it's Stormy Monday. Tuesday's just as bad. Stormy Monday, Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's worse. Ooh. also said, I said, Lord, Lord, have mercy on my soul. Don't you know I'm just trying to find my baby? Won't somebody please? Won't somebody please bring him on home to me?
Wow, fantastic. That was brilliant. At this time of the morning, too.
Well, I know, I know. I'm going to suffer for this later.
There you go. Mama Kaz and Peter from the band as well on guitar. Peter Spratt on guitar. Thank you so much for coming in this time
no,
today.
No, thank you for having us.
You can find out all the details on our webpage and the Facebook page after 9 o'clock this morning. Gangs, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Cheers. Thank you.